Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is an RNZ podcast.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Elemental, a podcast from RNZ. We are marking the International Year of the Periodic Table with an alphabetical exploration of the chemical elements. I'm Alison Balance.
Et moi, je m'appelle Professeur Noir Homme en français. And this is episode 28 of Elemental, which means that we are up to francium, obviously named after France, atomic number 87, chemical symbol Fr, and discovered in 1939.
Well, Professor Blackman, in English, back in episode 3 we did americium, named after America, which makes me wonder what other elements have been named after countries, as opposed to europium, which we have done, which was named after a continent, of course.
Indeed. So we've also done copper, which was related to Cyprus, certainly, from episode 22. And we have some still to come. So we have germanium, after, obviously, Germany, polonium, after Poland, nihonium, which is after Japan, and ruthenium, which is the Latin name for Russia. And some would put scandium in there as well, but I would contend that Scandinavia is not a country.
Fair enough.
And there's another one as well, and that is gallium, which is coming up, element 31. And gallium was named after Gaul. So that comes from the Latin Gallia, which was the Latin name for France. And so it turns out that France, on the periodic table, is the only country that has had two elements named after it.
Lucky France.
So, francium is very interesting. It is the last of the naturally occurring elements to have been discovered. And pretty amazingly, nobody has ever actually seen it.
Was this one of the elements that Mendeleev predicted?
Yeah, exactly. And he even gave it a provisional name. He called it Ica Caesium, which meant that it was going to sit below caesium on the periodic table. And because Mendeleev predicted it, then that led a whole lot of scientists to go out and look for it. And as was the case with a lot of the elements after Mendeleev's time, there were a whole lot of false claims for having actually found it. There were at least four false claims for francium, and one of the claimants actually had a story in Time magazine all about their work until the claim was eventually discounted. Yeah, I know, gutting, huh? So the actual discovery of francium was made in 1939, and very, I'm not saying uniquely, but almost uniquely, was discovered by a woman, and her name was Marguerite Perret. And she was a student that had a bachelor's degree, a 29-year-old, and she worked for a time as Marie Curie's personal laboratory assistant just before Marie Curie died in 1934.
That's a good mentor to have.
The best, I reckon. So Marguerite Perret was studying an isotope of the element actinium, and we've already covered actinium. We know that it is a radioactive element. And what she wanted to know was the half-life of a particular isotope of actinium. And what she found was some unusual radiation which didn't seem to belong to any known element. And so this sort of set her thinking, and very, very similar, in fact, to Curie's discovery of radium. Very, very similar sort of set of circumstances there. So as was required, she did many, many, many careful and painstaking experiments, and eventually came to the conclusion that she had pretty much irrefutable evidence for the presence of a new element, and because she discovered it, she was entitled to name it. So she was going to name it catium, but one of her supervisors, who was Irène Joliot-Curie, who was Marie Curie's daughter, she opposed the name due to the connotation of cat rather than cation. She was sort of afraid that it might get mixed up. And so therefore, the second choice was indeed francium for element 87, and that's what it has been called ever since.
Can you just explain cation to me?
Okay, a cation is any thing in chemistry that is positively charged. So cation and cation, I guess, are pretty close together, and so it could have possibly caused confusion.
Fair enough. So what is francium after all, and where does it come from?
Well, as I said, it's the last of the naturally occurring elements to be discovered. It is radioactive, and it is formed entirely from the radioactive decay of actinium. There were a couple of problems with this. So this particular process has a very low yield, and the very short half-life of the francium isotope that you get from this, which is only 22 minutes, the combination of those means that we're very, very unlikely to be able to see a sample of francium because it's formed basically very slowly and it decays away very, very rapidly. And to give you some idea of just how rare it is, there are a number of estimates of the amount of francium on planet Earth at any one time, and they range between 25 and 550 grams. And this vies for the record of the rarest element on Earth.
That's right. Back in episode 7, astatine, we name-checked francium because those two share the title for the rarest naturally occurring elements.
Indeed, and we'll probably never know which is in fact the rarest.
First equal is fine.
And indeed, the fact that it's rare is quite unfortunate because it would be quite an interesting element if we could ever obtain enough of it to have a look at it, because looking at the trends in the periodic table, it should be that francium will be the third liquid element. If you recall our episode on cesium way back, we said that cesium melted just above room temperature. Francium being below that on the periodic table, it should have an even lower melting point. And so it should be the third liquid element after mercury and bromine, but we're not going to know for sure.
Well, its discoverer, Marguerite Perret, obviously got off to a great start with her career, finding an element and getting to name it. What happened with her?
She went on to get her doctorate in 1946, and her great claim to fame, as we mentioned in the episode on curium, was the fact that she was the first woman to be admitted to the French Academy of Sciences, and that was in 1962. So even Marie Curie couldn't get into the French Academy of Sciences, which today seems rather ridiculous. And very sadly, Marguerite Perret passed away from cancer, which was probably undoubtedly caused by years of exposure to radiation, just like her famous mentor, Marie Curie.
I assume francium has no practical value?
No, indeed not. It's too rare, unlike the Elemental podcast, which is coming your way twice a week until the end of the year.
Not rare at all. You can find us, if you like us, at rnz.co.nz/chemistry. We are, of course, also a podcast. If you're enjoying the series and are an Apple podcast subscriber, we would love it if you could rate and review it. And thanks heaps if you've already done that.
We're back next time with gadolinium. But until then, it's au revoir from me, Alan Blackman.
Et moi, Alison Balance, à bientôt, and apologies for my atrocious French accent.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.